Test squad was announced yesterday for the first two tests against Pakistan. There's always great debate when it gets announced for the first tests of the summer. And we need to debate it with someone that knows what he's talking about. And no one more qualified than this man. Former national talent manager, national selector, Australian Hall of Fame inductee, best batsman of the modern era. His name, Gregory Stephen Chappell. He joins us on the line. Welcome, Greg.
Morning, Gary. How are you?
Very nice to talk to you. Tim Watson in here, also a great cricket aficionado. We are keen to pick your brain on this test side. Do you like it?
Good luck with that.
What's left?
It's pretty much as expected. There's probably one or two names, other names that would have got a lot of discussion, could have gone either way. So nobody's really knocked the door down to force their way into the side. So the selectors had to make a call, which often they have to do, and that's the way they've gone. Look, yeah, it's a good side. It's a very good bowling side. Batting, obviously, there are some question marks about, but invariably, as we found in the Ashes, somebody puts their hand up.
Who is, and I don't say disappoints because that sounds harsh, but who hasn't lived up to your expectation? Is it Usman Khawaja, who, you know, at various stages throughout his career has looked capable of being our best test batsman? Who is it that hasn't fulfilled your sort of expectations?
Well, I think, you know, I understand just how hard it is to perform at that level. There's a very big gap between first-class cricket and international cricket. It's a huge step up for anyone, but particularly so for batsmen, because it's such a harsh, exploit. You know, Donald Bradman batted 83 times in test cricket and only made 2,900. So he failed 54 times on that basis. There's a lot of failure involved in it, and it's very challenging and demanding. And, you know, Uzi's had plenty of opportunities. There are others that have had opportunities. I think we've got to be realistic and accept that, you know, apart from Smith, Warner, albeit, you know, had an ordinary Ashes series, and Manus Labuschagne, who's showing some really good signs, the rest of the guys have proven that they're really good first-class cricketers, but they haven't quite made the step up.
And I guess then you look at it and you go, you talk about those pressures and you see what's happening from a domestic point of view, particularly here in Victoria with three super talented players who at various stages could all have claims to being in the Australian Test team, in Maddison and Pekowski and Maxwell taking a break due to mental health. So does that... It wouldn't surprise you, I would imagine, given your background and your work that you've done with these young talent coming through?
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on these guys. We see it in all fields, particularly in the sporting field. A lot of the spotlight's right on them. They're under the glare of that, in the cricket sense. You know, 10 months of the year, these guys are on the road. It is very demanding, and they're away from their... support mechanisms, their family, their friends, their coaches and so on. And if things aren't going well, they've got a lot of time to dwell on it, and that can't be healthy. And I know cricket does a lot around that to try and help these guys, but obviously from time to time it gets to them, and it really is hard. I don't have the answer, and I'm not sure too many people do have the answer, but somehow we've got to find a way to help these guys get through. And I'm glad that it's out in the open and players feel comfortable to talk about it, and it's not held against them, which is even more important. So a really tough one. I mean, they are three really talented young cricketers, and at the moment all three of them are struggling. So it tells us something. I'm not quite sure what it's telling us, but we need to explore it further.
Hey, Greg, when you played, and we're going back a little bit in time now, but
come on, Tim.
I just said a little bit in time, Greg, not too far
okay,
back.
Okay, mate.
that downtime, though, you talked about, the three forms of cricket that they play now, 10 months, 11 months of the year, whatever it might be. That downtime that you experienced as a cricketer, how important was that, did you think, to your all-round well-being?
Oh, very important. And, you had to find a way to deal with it. You know, some people were quite happy on their own, in their own company for long periods. But, you know, fortunately in a team environment, there are plenty of other guys around. You know, we relied on each other a lot. It was a very different era, though. You know, there wasn't the glare of publicity. There weren't mobile phones everywhere. We could get away from time to time and just go out and have a few quiet beers or a meal somewhere and just forget that you were international cricketers for a while. I'm not sure that happens quite so much, and I'm not quite sure that you know, they're quite as comfortable with each other. I'm not suggesting that there's any issues there, but I just think it's a different era. You know, we were part-time cricketers. It wasn't our living. We had a real job and we played cricket for fun. I think it was a lot easier to be able to deal with that because we could just walk away and, you know, go and have a quiet night out and, you know, be left alone and not have people pointing fingers and saying, what are you doing? Have a couple of beers in the middle of a test match or before a test match. They don't have that luxury. So they tend to stay in the hotel. They are forced into each other's company, and not every team is totally comfortable with each other. The beauty of having a large team is that you had a few mates that you knew you could go and relax with. You know, I don't know that that's quite as readily available.
Just looking at the headline in the paper this morning, Khawaja at crossroads. He's been left out of the 14-man squad. If he was to give you a call today, Greg, and ask you for some advice, what would you say to him?
Well, I mean, all he can do is keep striving, keep making runs. I suppose the same message has gone to Usman for as long as I can remember, is that, you know, it's not only about making runs. It's, you know, about fielding. It's about a whole range of issues. And, you know, he probably just hasn't quite nailed it. We know he's a very, very good player, particularly at the domestic level. And he's shown signs at the international level. But, you know, when it's really counted in recent times, he just hasn't quite been able to make that step. You know, there's not a lot of it in that regard. He knows. He's had all the coaches. He knows what it is that he's got to do. He's just got to go and do it.
Is it possible then that selectors, given what you've just said, and, you know, he's had this instruction over a long period of time and he's been told what he needs to do, how he needs to go about it, and they've overlooked him this time. Is it possible in the minds of selectors now they've actually moved past him?
I don't know that they've moved past him permanently, but, you know, they're certainly for the moment they've moved past him, and they probably want to see some different actions from him in the future. But I'm not quite sure what age he is, but, you know, he's in his 30s. Yep. It comes a time where selectors have got to weigh up the benefits of the investment. Do you keep investing in someone who's, you know, at the fag end of their career, or do you look towards someone who's, if they succeed, has got longer?
To witness the David Boone testimonial in Tasmania many years ago, you and Gary batting together on a pitch described as a minefield, you put on over 50 together as a partnership. What do you remember about that day?
I remember what a very good partnership it was, and what great rapport we had. You know, Gary could have easily done something with his cricket. You know, I'm disappointed he wasted it on football, really.
You don't know how nervous I was waiting for that answer, Greg. You absolutely nailed it. Great to talk to you. We look forward to this test, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Nice to talk to you, boys. All great. The best.